Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
Among Thursday's committee meetings, the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee conducted its annual financial review of the New Zealand Antarctic Institute. The committee heard from Board of Antarctica New Zealand Chairman Rob Fenwick, who outlined steps being taken to improve energy efficiency in Antarctica.
The addition of the Meridian wind to energy plant has been a very significant step change for what we do in Antarctica. It saved an estimated 500,000 litres of fossil fuels shipped to Antarctica in the last 12 months.
Mr. Fenwick explained why cutting diesel consumption was desirable.
Diesel to Antarctica is probably the most expensive diesel you'll ship anywhere because it needs an icebreaker to go in ahead of it. It needs a tanker. Not to mention the environmental risks of diesel in that fragile ecosystem.
Fuel savings were also achieved by other means.
We've achieved fuel savings from changing the helicopter that we use in Antarctica. In the past, we've used a Bell 212, which is a twin-engined machine. And this year, for the first time, we had a smaller single-engine EC-130 Squirrel. We have been able to use a smaller machine and, as I say, reduce the amount of helicopter fuel by about 30,000 litres a year.
And there was also a novel approach to cutting water use.
We now ask visitors to Scott Base to take their dirty laundry home rather than wash it at Scott Base, which, including cabinet ministers, which has been welcomed by everybody.
And Mr. Fenwick said his organisation was also proud of an upcoming event.
The other feather in our cap was that New Zealand will host the Antarctic Conference in 2014. As we can anticipate more interest and concern around climate change, this will be a very significant conference for New Zealand. And we would expect at least 1,900, maybe 2,000 scientists to gather in Christchurch to debate what will be a huge international issue, and New Zealand will be centre stage.
Board of Antarctica New Zealand Chairman Rob Fenwick. Across the corridor, the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee was engaged in another financial review, this time of the Accident Compensation Corporation, represented by its chairman, John Judge, who spoke via teleconference.
Rehabilitation performance has improved, and that really is the key to the success of ACC. It's not actually in spending less money. It's making sure we give people the support they need and getting them back to work. And that is a very pleasing result.
Mr. Judge suggested a reason for lower ACC costs.
It is a well-researched fact that in times of in tough economic times, schemes like these have less claims, not more. It's actually the opposite to what you might think. People tend to claim less, and so we still have to keep a close eye on claim numbers and really ascertain whether the gains we're seeing are fully because of what we earn and the improvements that are being made in ACC, or whether they have some cyclical element to them which will reverse.
And ACC Chief Executive Jan White further explained reasons for fewer claims.
The reason you don't get claims is people don't want to go away from work and maybe find that they can't go back to work afterwards because of what's happened in the organisation. I don't want to make an ACC claim for a skiing injury, which means I can't go to work and then find work are going to maybe I'm not going to be able to continue there. But we also had a fairly big drop in the non-earners, where work isn't even an issue. And so I suspect there's a bit about what happens in the work, but it might also be counterbalanced by people's understanding of what's happening in the area or what's happening in the economy.
ACC Chief Executive Jan White speaking during the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee's financial review of ACC. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.